Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Masacker is here. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Let's see, coming up on 16 years he's been hanging out with us. How about that? He's an award-winning speaker, an award-winning author. His books, A Clear Eye for Branding, The Sandbox, the two Sandbox books, both of them, Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief, et cetera, et cetera. So many books that he's launched, he's written, and we've talked about here on the show over the years. He's a brand new one out, and folks, if you're having trouble getting out of your own way, you want to find a comfortable place and pay attention to what Tom has to say. The new book is called I Am Keats, Escape Your Mind and Free Yourself. Tom Masacker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your book. I think I've launched every one of your books so far.
You said you've launched them or lost them?
Launched them. No, I still have them. I've launched them.
No, that's what's made them successful. People that listen to your show are interested.
We have some pretty smart folks listening to the show, and all your books are very smart. So tell the audience who Keats is.
He was probably the most famous English romantic poet. And he's well known for a particular phrase that he used called negative capability. And he said that that's a quality that forms a man of achievement. And I think that we all need this negative capability today. And he described it as being capable of being in uncertainties, mysteries, and doubts without irritable reaching after fact and reason. Hmm. So in his mind, the greats in literature, especially like Shakespeare, they were able to be with people and to empathize and to let their ego go and mm-hmm. not try to defend their position mm-hmm. so that they could understand how the world really worked and how people really felt.
They didn't mind showing us the underbelly.
No, not at all. No. Because they weren't afraid of it. They weren't afraid of it. To them, it was something to be curious about, mm-hmm. to be curious about nature and the world and pain and love and all of that. And mm-hmm. today, we seem to be fearful in becoming less and less curious. And we just go on autopilot and we do what the world tells us to do and we get stuck. So that's what this book is about, is trying to open us back up to a world of possibility.
But Keats was different. Keats, say that part again. Say again the rest of how he described negative capability.
Yeah, he says it's when a man is capable of being in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason.
So what do you think, tell us again what you think he meant by that.
Well, he meant that, give you a perfect example. When we're children and we walk into nature and we see a bird, it is the most amazing thing in the world to us.
Right.
And then some adult defines what it is and says, okay, that's this. It's a crow.
Right.
So then the next time we walk into nature, we don't see this magnificent, beautiful creature. We see a crow.
Especially if they say, right? That's a crow, he's noisy.
Right. That's just a damn crow. You know, he mm-hmm. picked at your trash. So what happens is we start to categorize things. And we all do it. But in order to get back to our essence, to our spirit, we've got to let go of all that. I mean, to use your age of the customers as an example, your book, we have to see people as if for the first time in their environment and be able to feel what they feel. Instead of creating these crazy personas.
Well, you're exactly right. That's exactly what has happened. Is the customer has evolved and reinvented themselves, and a lot of businesses. You're exactly right, Keith. This would track. I hadn't thought about it like that, but a lot of businesses still don't get that. They still don't understand that. As Spencer Johnson says, somebody moved their cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Keith said that poetry should be something that enters your soul. I think we got to get back to where people and the customer and the world enters our soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that we're using to get something out of. And that's what I mean by free your mind. You know, get out of your mind, because it's this searching for facts and will this work? And, you know, Leonard Cohen had a line in one of his songs. He said, "The blizzard of the world has crossed the threshold and it has overturned the order of the soul."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all these computers
do you think so Keats died 200 years ago.
Oh, almost, very young.
Almost 200 20. Years ago. So he's been gone a long time. Do you think if he had those thoughts then, how, I mean, things are a lot different now. How, what was going on then that compares to what's going on now?
Oh no, we've been overwhelmed. That's my point, Leonard Cohen. Yeah, we've been overwhelmed. We're tuning out our soul, our inner essence, our feelings, our ability to be with people and each other. We are losing that.
You think
really
it's because
quickly.
We're losing? We've lost so many institutions. You think it has to do with maybe what Moynihan said, that we're defining deviancy down?
Hey Jim, who knows? Listen. The more isolated you become, the less empathetic you become.
Yeah.
So, you know, we sit alone with our computers and our phones, and and we don't even understand who people are anymore.
One of the things that I've been talking a lot about that I think fits what you're talking about, you tell me if it does, I'm worried that we've got so much information coming at us from so many directions that our heads are so full of content that we're losing sight of, and we're not making time for and placing a value on context.
Oh, of course.
Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely right.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
But here's the thing. Look, Jim. This human beings have this internal desire to predict the future. It's just something that's in us, because we're a fear-based creature.
Mm-hmm.
We can't predict the future in this kind of environment. You may have been able to do that 30 years ago.
Go to a break here, you're saying try to let that go.
You have to. You are going to drive yourself crazy.
When we come back, Tom's lived this, folks. He talks about this in his book. When we come back, I'm going to get Tom to tell us how we can do this, how we can let ourselves go, how we can get out of our own way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.